This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
I recite these two surahs frequently on a regular basis. And when we look in Surah Ali Imran, we find that there is one particular theme that goes across the surah. And that is very similar to what has been mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah started with Iman. And the very last verse of Surah Al-Baqarah also, or the last two verses, talk about Iman. آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. And then the very last word is فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Iman and Kufr, both mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. Likewise, in Surah Al-Imran, Surah Al-Imran begins with the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the way the Tawheed of Allah is mentioned in this surah is different from other surahs. For example, the surah begins with Alif Lam Mim. And this is another similarity between Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran. Both begin with Alif Lam Mim. And then after Alif Lam Mim, Allah says, Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyul qayyum. And this statement, Allahu la ilaha illahu, is repeatedly mentioned in Surah Al-Imran. 5 times. Allah says, La ilaha illahu. 4 times, La ilaha illahu. And then once, Wama min ilahin illahu. So Allah says, Allahu la ilaha illahu wal hayyul qayyum. And then few verses later, Allah says, Huwa alladhi yusawwirukum fil arhami kayfa yasha. La ilaha illahu wal azizul hakeem. And then few verses later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again says, Shahidallahu annahu la ilaha illahu. Allah has testified that there is none worthy of worship except Allah alone. And within the same ayah, Allah repeats again, Shahidallahu annahu la ilaha illahu wal malaikatu wa ulul ilmi qa'iman bil qist, la ilaha illahu wal azizul hakeem. So 4 times, and 5th time it is mentioned later when Allah says, Wama min ilahin illallah. وَمَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Similar meaning. So Allah highlighted the significance of Tawheed in this surah. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted the Tawheed in this surah? Because the Mufassirin have said that the first 80 verses of Surah Al-Imran were revealed in order to refute the Christians or the Christianity's beliefs, particularly their belief about Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why he started with saying, Allahu la ilaha illahu, Allahu la ilaha illahu, la ilaha illahu, repeatedly, la ilaha illahu. And then when he mentioned Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he again said, Wama min ilahin illahu. وَمَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. So the first 80 verses talk about the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as the doubts that the Christians have with regards to the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the doubts that they try to create amongst the believers with regards to the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah has mentioned specifically that when it comes to your iman and your belief, you may not be able to understand every single verse and every single word of the Quran. But does that mean the Quran is not word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or the Quran is not true? Rather, it is part of your iman to believe that kullum min indi rabbina. Kullum min indi rabbina. And then in addition to that, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps your heart firm and steadfast on iman. And then when it comes to those doubts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has expelled and removed those doubts. One of those doubts with regards to the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was that the Christians, they believed that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, or they claimed that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was the son of Allah dhul jalal ikram, na'udhu billahi min dhalik. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hence named this surah after the family of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Ali Imran. Ali Imran means what? The family of Imran. Who was Imran? Grandfather. Grandfather of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. The father of Maryam alayhi salam. Maternal grandfather of Isa alayhi salam was Imran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuted their doubt with regards to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam being the son of Allah dhul jalal ikram when he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمْ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمْ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah is the one who chose Adam, and then after Adam, Nuh alayhi salam, then after Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then from the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Imran and the family of Imran. So Allah kind of highlighted the lineage, mentioned the, made the mention of the lineage of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He's saying this is the lineage of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So how can he be the son of God, son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah, that is why he said, wa ala imran al alamin, dhurriyatan ba'duha min ba'd. Wallahu samiyun alim. And they are the offspring. Ba'duha min ba'd. One after the other. So Nuh alayhi salam from the progeny of Adam alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam from the progeny of Nuh alayhi salam. Imran from the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then Maryam, the daughter of Imran. And Isa alayhi salam is the son of Maryam. That is why Allah said here particularly, Al-Masih ibn Maryam. Al-Masih ibn Maryam, the son, Masih, Isa alayhi salam, the son of Maryam alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuted those doubts. And then when he made the mention of Maryam alayhi salam in this surah, after that he clearly said, Inna mathala Isa indallah kamathali Adam. Isa alayhi salam is like Adam. If you believe that Allah created Adam without a father, without a mother, why was it not possible for Allah to create Isa alayhi salam without father? خَلَقَهُ مِن تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُن فَيَكُونَ. Do you not believe in the power of Allah? In the ultimate qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is why the word kun fayakun, kun fayakun is mentioned twice or three times in this surah. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُن فَيَكُون. When Maryam alayhi salam, she became pregnant with Isa alayhi salam, she said, Rabbi anna yakunu li waladun walam yamsasni bashar. Oh my Lord, how can I have a child whereas no human has ever touched me? Allah says, كَذَلِكِ اللَّهُ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates whatever He wants. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to do something, He says, kun fayakun, become, be, and it becomes. This is the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why can't you understand and believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was born by the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the power of Allah dhul jalal ikram, without father? As Allah created Adam alayhi salam without father and mother, Isa alayhi salam, he was born without a father. And then another theme or another objective of this surah, I should say, of Surah Ali Imran, is to highlight the significance of believing in Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah Al-Baqarah, as you mentioned, highlights the significance of Iman Billah. That is why in many of the verses within Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the mention of Iman in him, and he does not mention the Iman in the Prophet. And sometimes people object, And they say, no, why the belief in Rasulullah ﷺ is not mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah? For example, Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى وَالصَّابِئِينَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Verily, those who believed and those who became Jews and those who became Christians, مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, whoever believes in Allah in the last day and he performs righteous deeds, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, they will have their reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And people say, look, in this ayah, Allah has not mentioned the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this is not the case. It doesn't, because part of your belief in Allah is to believe in Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or in other words, your belief in Allah is not complete or it is not acceptable unless and until you believe in Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why in Surah Ali Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the mention of the belief in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a very particular way. And he said, it is not even enough for you to say that Muhammad is the final messenger or Muhammad is one of the prophets, as the Christians say. Some of the Christians, they do say Muhammad is the prophet. But do they enter into the fold of Islam? Do they become Muslim by saying this? No. Why? Because they have one element missing. And this is what Allah has highlighted in this surah. That is to follow Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is not enough for you to say that I believe Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Allah's messenger. Or it is not even enough to say that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Allah's final messenger, unless and until you follow him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why Allah says, "Qul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah." Say to them, if you truly love Allah, if you claim that you believe in Allah, then fattabi'uni, then follow me, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And then, within this, or related to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also mentioned that those who disobey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who do not follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the instructions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, they are the losers. They are the losers. Obviously, on the day of judgment, but before the day of judgment, they will be losing in this dunya as well. And this is the reason that Allah has made the mention of the battle Uhud within this surah, Surah Al-Imran. Surah Al-Imran. Over 60 verses talk about the battle of Uhud. What happened in battle of Uhud? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the center of Medina and he went towards the Uhud, where those of you, and I'm sure most of you have performed Umrah, if not Hajj, that you have visited Uhud. And when the Prophet ﷺ arrived there, he positioned his companions in the Muslim army in different areas. And he appointed 50 of the Mujahideen or the Sahaba or the companions on a small mountain or hill that is known as Jabal al-Rumah, the mountain of the archers. And the Prophet ﷺ clearly instructed them that you must not leave your positions, you must remain here. Whether we win or we lose, you have to stay here. And the Prophet ﷺ clearly gave them instructions. The battle started and they were observing. They were observing because they were high. Mountain Uhud this side and Jabal al-Rumah, the mountain of archers in this side, and they were observing. And when they saw that the enemies, the mushrikeen, they were running away, they were leaving the battlefield, and they were leaving their stuff, their weapons and their wealth behind, the booty, they told them, you know, now it is the time. The instruction of the Prophet ﷺ was for us to stay here until the battle is over. So now the battle is over because they are running away and there is no one left here. So they left that station, that place, and they came down and they started collecting the booties of the war. And who was leading the army of the mushrikeen that time was Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala, who was not Muslim obviously that time. And he was one of the most famous warrior amongst the Arab that time. So he had played the trick. He came from the other side and he attacked the Muslims. And then they were defeated in that time, in that particular moment. And that was the time when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also got injured. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam got injured, and 70 of the companions, ridwanullahi alajma'in, they were also martyred. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted this event in Surah Ali Imran. If you do not follow the instructions of the Prophet ﷺ, the way you are required to follow, without applying your own understanding, you know, I think this or the hadith means no. And that's why, unfortunately, we find Muslims nowadays saying, no, no, you people follow literal meaning of the hadith. Why not? Why not literal meaning? The Prophet ﷺ orders you to do something and you have to do it. مَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا. And if you try to twist the meaning or bring your own explanation in order to, you know, avoid acting upon the instruction of Rasulullah, then you will be amongst the losers. And when it comes to following the footsteps and following the instructions of Rasulullah, it means that you follow him the way you are required, and you must follow him the way he has instructed you. The way he has instructed you. And this is the true meaning of following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the second objective of this surah. As Surah Al-Baqarah talks about belief in Allah, and Surah Ali Imran focuses on the belief in Allah as well as in belief in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it also teaches us how to believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by following his instructions and by following his teachings sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another objective of this surah is to highlight the main elements of the religion of Islam. And obviously we just mentioned what is the entire religion. Ati'ullah wa ati'ur rasul. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger sallam. This is the entire religion. This is complete religion. And if you disobey Allah, or if you disobey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will become amongst the losers. And Allah says in this surah, قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولُ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. And disobedience is obviously of different levels. And disobedience can possibly take the person out of fold of Islam. That is why within this verse Allah says, أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولُ. Obey Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. Those who turn away from the obedience of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah does not love the disbelievers. So Allah has indicated in this ayah that those who do not believe in Allah and those who do not obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are very close to the kufr and disbelief. And the obedience to Allah and obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in other words, believing and following the Quran as well as the hadith of Rasulullah sallam, this is the entire religion. This is the complete religion. And that is why Allah has mentioned the word Islam, deen and Islam in this surah, again the way He has not mentioned in any other surah. He says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The religion with Allah is only Islam. That is the only religion. People have made up their own religions and people have named their religions. But in the sight of Allah, there is only one religion. That is none other than the religion of Islam. And then within the same surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later said, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Whoever chooses any religion other than the religion of Islam, فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ, it is not going to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from him. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And then he again mentioned, when he said إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ, he said فَإِنْ حَاجُّوكَ, if these people argue with you with regards to their own religion, with regards to their own ideology and methodology and their belief, You must say to them clearly, Aslamtu wajhiya lillah. I'm Muslim. I have submitted myself to Allah. Aslamtu wajhiya lillahi wa man ittaban. I have submitted myself to Allah and all those who follow me, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we all have submitted to Allah. Fa in hajjuka faqul aslamtu wajhiya lillahi wa man ittaban wa qul lil ladina utul kitaba wal ummiyina a aslamtu. And say to them, say to those who were given the book and those who do not believe in any book, say to them, A aslamtum, are you people ready to accept Islam? Fa in aslamu faqad ihtadaw. If they accept Islam, they will be guided. Wa in tawallaw fa innama alayka al-balagh. If they turn away, then your duty is to just convey the message. That's it. So the word Islam again and again and again mentioned this surah. And because this surah refutes the belief or the incorrect belief of the Christians, and one of the claims was that they follow Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentioned Ibrahim in this surah, he clearly said, ما كان إبراهيم يهوديا ولا نصرانيا ولكن كان حنيفا مسلما. Ibrahim was not a Jew. He was not a Christian. Rather, he was Muslim. So Allah has, this is another objective of this surah, that Allah has firmly mentioned and clearly mentioned Islam, the word Islam, only religion in the sight of Allah or the religion accepted by Allah is the religion of Islam. Ibrahim was Muslim. All the previous prophets and messengers, all of them, they were Muslim. And none of them was a Jew or Christian. So this is another objective of this surah. Another thing that we find within this surah is that this surah teaches us the way we must connect ourselves to our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the best ways to connect ourselves to Allah dhul jalal ikram is to beg Him, to make dua to Him. That is why in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned many du'as. Many du'as that the believers should be making. And if you, I would like to recommend all of you, if you haven't memorized those du'as that I mentioned in this surah, go back and try to memorize these du'as. Each one of these du'as are very, very important. The very first du'a that is mentioned in this surah is, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. O Allah, do not deviate our hearts after you have guided us. And we are living in a time of a lot of trials and fitan and doubts and shubuhat and attack on Islam, on the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and particularly our youth. They suffer from so many doubts, and people every single day, they come across a doubt, a new doubt. Doubt about Allah, doubt about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, doubt in the Quran, doubt in the religion of Allah. Different types of doubts. And for that, in order for you to remain firm, you need Allah's assistance. And you must be begging Allah every single day. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. Another dua that Allah has mentioned in this surah is, الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And with the same words, Allah has repeated this dua at the end of this surah also. رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا رَبَّنَا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the mention of various du'as within this surah, He also has taught us the manners and the etiquettes of making du'a to Allah. And one of the etiquettes of making dua to Allah that we learn from this surah particularly is that when you make dua to Allah, or when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything, then you, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify Allah, send salutation upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also make the mention of your good deeds. If you have performed any particular good deed solely and purely for the sake of Allah, and something that is a secret between you and Allah. Something that is secret between you and Allah. No one in this whole world knows about it. Even your closest friend and closest relative, your parents, your spouse, your husband and wife, no one knows it. Keep that secret between you and Allah. And when you are trapped in any difficulty, hardship, make the mention of that good deed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best deed in the religion of Islam is what? What is the best deed? Before, even more important than salah. Tawheed, your iman. Iman is the foundation of everything. That is why Allah mentioned in this surah, when the believers, when they make dua to Allah, they say what? Rabbana innana amanna. Our Lord, we have believed. Wallah, we have iman. It is as if you are giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the wasila of your iman. Rabbana innana amanna. Our Lord, we have believed. Wallah, I'm a believer. Wallah, I believe in you. I believe in the Prophet. I believe in everything that you have revealed in the Quran. Rabbana innana amanna. And then you say, faghfir lana dhunubana. Wallah, although I claim that I am a believer, I believe in you, but I have shortcomings. I have committed mistakes. I am tricked by shaitan. I am deceived by shaitan sometime. And I end up disobeying you. Faghfir lana dhunubana. O Allah, forgive me. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that when a person makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making the mention of al-ismul a'zam, the greatest name of Allah, Allah never rejects his dua. Allah never rejects his dua. And what is al-ismul a'zam? The scholars have said that there are a number of hadith that mention al-ismul a'zam, the greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we were to combine, collect all those ahadith, we come to know that al-ismul a'zam is not one single name. Rather, al-ismul a'zam refer to many things. One of them is al-hayy al-qayyum. Al-hayy al-qayyum. These two beautiful names of Allah are considered al-ismul a'zam. And this is what is mentioned right at the beginning of this surah. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayy al-qayyum. Al-hayy al-qayyum. When you make dua to Allah, that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person says, ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika astaghith. When a person makes dua to Allah by saying this, Allah never rejects his dua. So al-ism al-azam is ya hayyu ya qayyum. One of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that al-ism al-azam is the ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, in which Allah says, wa ilahukum ilahun wahid la ilaha illa huwa ar-rahman ar-rahim. That is al-ism al-azam. Another hadith indicates that al-ism al-azam is Surah Al-Ikhlas, because Surah Al-Ikhlas contains nothing other than the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so a person, he was making dua by saying, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anni ashhadu annaka antallahu la ilaha illa antal ahadu samadu alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Most part of this is what? Surah Al-Ikhlas. O Allah, I beg you by the fact that I testify that there is none worthy of worship except you. And then he said, Al-Ahadu Samadu Alladhi Lam Yalid Walam Yulad Walam Yakul Lahu Kufuwan Ahad. When the Prophet ﷺ heard him saying this, he said to his companions, now whatever he's going to ask Allah, Allah will give him. Because he has asked Allah by his tawheed. Not only by his tawheed, by declaring that he believes in his tawheed. So when it comes to making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the mention of your iman. Clearly say, O Allah, I believe in you. O Allah, I have no helper apart from you. You are only my creator and I believe in you. And you also mention in your dua, O Allah, you know that I never made sajda before anyone other than you. O Allah, I never made qiyam and ruku before anyone other than you. Wallah, I never made dua to anyone other than you. So I have to turn to you. Wallah, accept my dua. So give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the wasila of his tawheed. So this is another lesson that we learn from this particular surah, Surah Ali Imran. And then finally, obviously, there are other things. A final point that I would like to highlight is that when we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the mention of his tawheed in this surah, the significance of following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this surah, and the dangers of not following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also mentioned within the surah. And then he made the mention of entire religion of Islam in this surah again and again. Then he subhanahu wa ta'ala has also taught us to remain united, to remain united. And there is only one way to remain united, and that is none other than following the religion of Islam. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. Hold on firmly to the rope of Allah. And what is the rope of Allah? حَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَتِينَ الْقُرْآنِ. The strong rope of Allah is the Quran. So the unity amongst the Muslims can become, it is possible only when every Muslim tries to follow the Quran and the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without looking into so and so, my Imam, my Peer, my so and so has said this. No. Because on the face of this earth, Allah never created anyone that his every single action or every single statement of that person is acceptable apart from one individual, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I do not follow this Imam or that Imam, no one can say that I am out of fold of Islam. But as soon as the person says, I am not going to follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's out of fold of Islam. So the ultimate ittiba and the following and obedience is to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Imam Malik rahimahullah used to point towards the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by saying, "Ma min ahadin illa wa yu'khadhu min qawlihi wa yutrak illa sahib hadha al-qabr." There is no one on the face of this earth that every single statement and every single action of his is accepted except the one who is buried in this grave. Everyone other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their statements, their actions can be accepted, can be rejected. If they are in accordance with the teachings of the Prophet sallam, they will be accepted. And if they contradict that clear teaching of Rasulullah sallam, they cannot be accepted. So you can't blindly follow anyone, no matter how pious, righteous, knowledgeable they are. You cannot blindly follow anyone. There is only one individual that Allah created for us. That is none other than Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in order for you to be the true follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you need to have a great patience. People will attack you. People will blame you. People will name you with different names. You are Wahhabi. You are this and that. Allah concludes the surah by saying, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu sbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu. Or you believed, have patience. Because practicing the religion of Islam is not always easy. And especially in this age and time, practicing the deen of Allah, holding on to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ is not easy. The Prophet ﷺ had predicted about this time, is that the time will come, Al-qabidu ala deenihi kal-qabidu ala al-jamr. The one who holds on to the deen of Allah, it is as if he is holding to a hot coal of fire in his hand. It's not easy, but you have to have great patience. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches a very final lesson in this surah. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu sbiru, or you believed, have patience. Wasabiru, and enjoin each other to have patience. Encourage each other. Encourage each other to have patience. وَرَابِطُوا, and safeguard your territories. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, and continue having the fear and the taqwa of Allah so that you are successful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to understand His book and His kalam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to remain firm and steadfast on the religion of Islam until the last breath of our life. Innahu sami'un qareeb. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.